Good afternoon. I'm Jim Lang. Thank you so much for listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting. My colleague, Matt Jackford's here. We got
Hello.
Engineer. Hey, there he is. And then Jeff Higley's here to make sure things all go well. And we have the Montclair String Quartet with us live. Yay! Without Annette.
Woo!
They're not taking requests. let's just put that off. They've got a concert coming up Sunday. Let's hear all about it. And Bernard, do you want to introduce the group? And
Sure. Well, here we are, the Montclair String Quartet. We are the ensemble in residence with the West Virginia Symphony, and this is the 25th anniversary of the quartet's residence with the orchestra. So this is an exciting year. Anton Shalapov is our first violinist. There is Christian Fatou, our second violinist.
Hola.
My wife, Andrea Di Gregorio, cellist and founding member.
Oh, yeah.
And my name is Bernard Di Gregorio. And we've been playing this way for a little while now. It's been a great group to work with.
Move that a little closer to him.
So, yes, we are having our third subscription concert at the Irma Bird Gallery at the University of Charleston on Sunday at 3 p.m. And it's a program we entitled The Silver Screen. And what this program is about is kind of an homage to music that's in the movies, classical music that has been used in movies like a Beethoven quartet and things like that, but also composers who have also composed for film. So, for instance, right. The first piece we'd like to play for you today is a composer named Nina Rota. Now, I wasn't familiar with this name. Anton actually introduced this name to me, and upon looking what he's done, what he's composed, he has an amazing output of music.
Wow.
Just an amazing of symphonies, ballets, even some viola sonatas, a string quartet. It's great. But he wrote for many, many, many Italian films. I think he wrote the scores to almost all of Fellini's films.
Right.
But there are two that probably here in the United States we would know. One was 1968, the Zeffirelli version of Romeo and Juliet. You know, when I was a kid, my sisters had a music box that had that song, A Time for Us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's Nina Rota.
That's his theme? Wow, that's fantastic.
One of the iconic movie scores of all time is The Godfather. That was Nina Rota.
Right.
It was just wonderful. He captured everything you can capture in that movie. The nostalgia, perhaps.
Yes.
The sinister, whatever. It's just a wonderful score. Nina Rota from The Godfather. But we're going to play a piece called Concerto for Strings that he wrote. We're going to play two movements, an aria and a finale, which gets really very exciting and bombastic. So, from The Godfather to Concerto by Nina Rota. Leave the gun, take the cannoli, and we'll play the music.
All right, live at 600 Capitol Street in our on-air studio, the Montclair String Quartet.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
Bravo.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And I'm sure there's people out there in Radio Land clapping right now.
There are.
Hopefully still holding onto their steering wheels, but that was the Montclair String Quartet, two movements from Concerto for Strings by Nino Rota.
That's such provocative music.
Yeah, it reminded me of
very provocative
of Prokofiev. Actually, it was like really bouncy, motoric kind of music, and quick shifts of key center and stuff like that. It was great.
Did you catch a reference to Bach at the beginning of the aria?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's terrific. Yes. How the theme was sort of passed in that one movement, and then. Is it marked a cello rondo for the last part of what we just heard? Who knows?
It says go really fast.
Go fast. Right, I gave up on Italian terms. Just rip it, man. That's what I write. Quite provocative piece. What a provocative composer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this was for a concert music, right? Not for necessarily a movie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So it's really amazing that he can capture what he needed to for his film music, but his, lack of a better word, regular compositions or concert music has a completely different style.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Shostakovich and Prokofiev used to write all sorts of film scores along with their concert music, and it's vastly different, but it's still great, great music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was wanting to find a piece which Shostakovich wrote for the movie Godfly. It's a romance, but we weren't able to find the score for the string quartet.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly beautiful piece.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you all have up next? You have a piece of Bernard Herrmann's, right?
Bernard Herrmann, whose grandson is Doug Harlow.
Our local weather person, we might say.
Meteorologist, that's right.
Right.
That just blew us away. Anton found this out when he was doing a promo for the symphony. And I guess, he just came up and introduced himself.
Yes, he approached me and said, oh, you're playing Bernard Herrmann's piece, and I'm his grandson. I couldn't believe my ears.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, my. And actually, his daughter, Bernard Herrmann's daughter, is coming tomorrow for the recital, and we're going to meet them. Sunday is the recital at 3:00 when the Herrmann's family will be attending our recital. Yeah.
It's
quite
exciting.
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
Great. So
this was great. Well, you know, you can't do film music without Bernard Herrmann. He's the one who wrote Psycho. I mean, that's iconic.
Yes.
At Twilight Zone, everyone knows that thing too. So he wrote so much for Alfred Hitchcock, and his music is. Well, at least this piece of music that we're going to play a little excerpt from is called Echoes, which is a great title. And it's cinematic. I mean, when you listen to it, you can almost envision things. So I have a friend, her name is Leslie Amper. She's a pianist. She's taken some of the early works in silent film from 100 years ago and played piano, found music that, you know, because there was no music. Usually someone, you know, they had it in a theater,
right.
And then they hired a pianist. But I don't think anyone ever had a string quartet. So I thought, since this music is so moving, I mean, each thing, you can almost see things in your head while you're playing it. What if we honored Bernard Herrmann by also finding another pioneer, D.W. Griffith? And, you know, I went online to see if I could find a silent film that would sort of make the music even live more for the audience. And we found something called A House of Darkness.
That's a title.
It's a goodie, yeah.
Evocative.
And it stars Lillian Gish and Lionel Barrymore.
Mm.
And I think it's kind of strange because we've been playing it, of course, to the movie, trying to get everything to line up. There are places where emotionally the whole piece works completely with the movie, but there are also, interestingly, places where it actually, the action that you're watching is the score. And of course, you know, he lived long after D.W. Griffith, so he couldn't have known this would happen, but it's a really interesting conglomeration, basically, of two art forms. And we're having a lot of fun with that. And this is a beautiful piece, so dark and moody and House of Darkness.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's just exquisite.
Great.
My goodness gracious.
Very colorful music.
A little snippet of it. We didn't, of course, play the whole thing.
It's, right. You tease.
Yeah,
so I want to hear more. So, what happens next?
Sunday at 3. Remember
Sunday at 3. Hey.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. The Montclair String Quartet, they're performing live. If you all want to come see this music, Sunday, February 15th at 3 o'clock, right? At the Emma Byrd Gallery at the University of Charleston. They're playing The Silver Screen is the program they're playing, with all sorts of film composers and pieces from the movies themselves. That was Bernard Herrmann. So that was great. I mean, he's done all sorts of stuff. Psycho and Vertigo, Citizen Kane, and that was his Echoes. Yeah. So
yeah. Who discovered that?
Echoes is not the movie. It's a piece specifically written for string quartet, mm-hmm. which is quite unique for the movie composer.
Yeah. John Williams has all sorts of concert music, I know, and it's all really great. I've heard his cello concerto before, and it's a really fantastic mm-hmm. piece. Yeah. So what else do we have?
The next piece will be from a musical called Kismet, and which later on became a movie. And it's written by the Russian composer Alexander Borodin.
Not the musical, but the piece.
Yes, the piece is written
by Borodin. Borodin was born way before the musicals.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's right. Yes, definitely. This tune was so popular that it even this musical got the Tony Award in 1954, and in 1955 MGM created a movie. And the Nocturne, which is the piece we are going to play from the string quartet by Borodin, in the movie appears as a song which is called "And This Is My Beloved." The movies, as well as the musical, features Arabian Nights. So we have a fiction happening in Baghdad, and it's the daughter of a poet, which falls in love with the caliph, which is like a prince. And so this music we're playing here today, and we're going to have featured at our recital on Sunday, is an exercise of imagination. It's a very special language, and just close your eyes, not if you're driving. Imagine what you feel listening to these tunes, to these rhythms that we're playing throughout.
The Montclair String Quartet performing live at 600 Capitol Street here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.
Goodness gracious. Thank you all so much. Wow. Bourdain Nocturne.
Great.
That's fantastic. Your all's playing is just exquisite. It really is.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
It is so such a joy to have you all here.
Yeah, that was great. That theme is incredible. They don't make themes like they used to.
Build themes like that anymore.
This whole Kismet is made up of all Bourdain tunes they adapted and put lyrics to, from the Polyvitzian dances to the Nocturne. So there's the string quartet stuff, excerpts from the first string quartet, the second string quartet, some symphonic pieces. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool that they could do that?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, that's great.
They have no, rights?
What's the
copyright?
Band?
Copyright, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
They weren't sued
Bourdain
by
wasn't alive. Another stolen Bourdain song is A Stranger in Paradise.
Right.
That's the Polyvitzian dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a question. How do you all agree upon the interpretation of music? What is it the same process?
Is it
a duel at 50 paces, or is it duking it out, or do you collaborate, or how does that process?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, when we prepare, I mean, we all have our own ideas of how things go, and plus there's history and experience behind us. And when there's something that goes a direction and someone wants to go somewhere else, we stop and go, are you doing that, or why are you doing that? And we said, well, because of this. Well, I want to do this. Well, and oftentimes we just try each other's ideas and go, that worked.
Yeah.
It just becomes apparent which musical idea is the strongest and the truest
to
the composer.
It's very personal. And we usually find a common ground between all four of us. Not always it is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we do get in some fussy fights, but it's part of the game, and it's so fantastic to find that common unison in all of our work, and that is why quartet playing is so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. And I've noticed a difference since I'm the founding member. There's a big difference in the technology, how it affects us too, because years ago, we would maybe listen to a recording or two. That's just back when I was 3 years old and founded the quartet. And we would take some ideas from that. Now, all you have to do is turn on your smartphone, find a YouTube channel, and find 50 recordings sometimes.
Right.
And so then you're informed by all kinds of different artists of how they interpret the music, which gives you ideas. It's really interesting that way. The Nina Rota, though, well, there isn't anyone out there doing that.
No, I hope we will
There's
be the
us.
First string quartet who records and posts it on YouTube. So check our YouTube channel out.
Yes.
And like us on Facebook and
MontclairQuartet.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful.
There you go.
Yes. And if we don't agree in the rehearsal, then we all go home and we fill in a online survey, and then everybody's happy.
You don't speak to each other for a week. Yeah. And then,
that's a little hard with Bernard and I.
That's right. I was going to say, there's a different dynamic going on between this, the husband and wife.
There's our work life and then our home life, and we basically do keep them very separate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work at my house, so I'm glad it works at your house.
Yeah.
You have to.
She gets mad at me, that's it. You know,
quartet is such an intimate setting. If I'm, you know, you can't operate otherwise.
Right. And it is so obvious, maybe not to you all, the chemistry that you all have, the chemistry that you all have, the musical chemistry It's so obvious.
Yeah, actually,
it's so exquisite.
I took a nice picture of Andrea just staring down Christian, like just like intently. It was really nice. as in, like they were trying to communicate to each other
in a good way, not a confrontational or adversarial.
Right. No, she was like, you know, really getting his cues.
I've got a number here. I've got.
But I mean, no, she was getting some great visual cues from him, and I think they were really feeding off each other. So,
right.
Yeah, you can really see the energy, not just feel it, too.
Yes. Will you tell us what else is on the program, or should we just tease our listeners a little bit? What do you want to do?
We would like to have one last final teaser for our listeners.
Okay.
And it's a piece by a very famous Argentinian composer, Astor Piazzolla. We will be performing his Tango Ballet Suite. It contains 6 movements. We will play for you just 4 of them. They're pretty short.
How long are we talking?
Maybe 8 minutes.
We got 8 minutes.
Okay, perfect. And it's you can imagine the scenario for Buenos Aires and see all these tango dancers here and there, different corners.
Beautiful women.
Exactly, I know. It's everything very passionate.
Good looking guys.
The connection.
Hey. He's right here. He's right here.
Adding a woman's point.
See, there's that dynamic. I know
that's
that.
Right. That's how we work.
Married 22 years right here. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
And yeah, that's okay. And Piazzolla's music was used in 47 movies. Oh, yes.
Wow.
And one of the most famous is 12 Monkeys, 1995, when the main theme is written by Piazzolla. So here it is, 4 movements from Tango Ballet Suite. Titles, La Calle, which is street. Encuentro Olvidos, lonely guy wandering around. And Cabaret.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Yeah,
there's only four of us in here, but maybe next time I should bring some applause and just, that'd be kind of cheesy. What exquisite music. We're so lucky. Thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you so much. That sounded great.
Yeah, thank you.
Music
thank
of Astor Piazzolla, right?
By the Montclair String Quartet.
Plug the concert one more time and the website. Somebody.
MontclairQuartet.com, Sunday, Irma Bird Gallery, University of Charleston, 3 p.m.
Sunday, February 15th.
Wine and cheese. And the intermission.
Yeah, you get to eat.
Hey.
Wine
so
and
it's
cheese.
It's a party.
Always a party with
we
the
yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you all very, very much for coming in. And we hope that you have a sellout crowd.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure to have you all. Thank you all very much.
So happy Valentine's.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's, yeah. And we've got a surprise for all you Valentine lovers. You will only hear it at the concert.
So if you don't have a gift for your loved one, bring them at the concert.
Yeah, the ticket String Quartet is the best gift.
Ah, yes.
We have a surprise for them. Bring them at the concert.
Okay, you heard it from them, folks.